I was fucked up. I still had the speaker on and shit. Damn.
I thought that's what you were doing the whole time.
What, like when I turned on the microphone?
Like, I thought you had already taken off the
speaker. Well, no, because I had to have the speakers on and to hear the playback. Oh, okay. I just didn't turn the speakers back off after that. Mm. Details. Details. Yep. Yep, yep. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been, yeah.
I think we only got one. No, this is the second one in May?
I believe so.
May was a big one.
May was a little
chaotic. May's going by, like, super fast to me. Super fast.
Summer's here.
Yep. Summer's like finally, sonic, right?
It's about time.
It's got all my... Got me all, like, feeling like a fiesta, you know?
A fiesta. Burns in hell.
R. Kelly.
Yeah. For real. Sick fuck. Sorry.
You know, when you listen to his music now, it's like it just makes you cringe, you know? I believe I can fly.
Fly might kick in his ass, guy.
Yeah, fly. I'll make him fly off a building. Stupid. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Fucking nasty bitch. That's not allegedly.
That's not. That's reality. That's reality.
I meant every word of that statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mean every word.
Go!
Something takes a part of me. Annie's looking at us like, what the fuck are you guys doing, man? You know what I mean? Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
She's like, yo, I'll tell you, the look that she gave us. Shout out to...
Go!
Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on Instagram and SoundCloud.com.
Now you got the song in my head. Go!
So, summer's here finally. Oh, at least I hope so.
Yo, if there's like a storm tomorrow, I'm calling you, eh? I swear, Gary.
No, no, don't call me. I would have committed suicide. if it snows tomorrow, I'm
gone. I call you, I hear it's gurgling.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Supposed to be sunny all week.
Yeah, it better be.
Double digits.
It better be, because I want to remain here on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this guy. I want to breathe.
You know, it's happy times now. Like, the weather's good.
No jackets.
The Raptors are going to the finals. A lot of people are wondering, so what? Some people are saying that. So what? Annie's one of them.
I didn't understand until he told me. I was like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, Jurassic Park. You were totally like,
okay,
don't want to go first there anymore. No,
they were the Raptors were inaugurated when
1995, I believe.
95 or 94 or 95?
No, 95.
95. This is their first time. It was the first time to the Eastern Conference, and now they're going to the finals for the first time. This is big take.
Yep, for Toronto, it's a really big
congratulations to the Kawhi Leonard team.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, it's the Kawhi Leonard team, so.
But you know what? You know, like, when you look at teams and if there's certain things that they do, you know what I'm saying, could affect a game, you know? Yeah, Kawhi, you're definitely right. Kawhi Leonard is their all-star, their scorer. He's one of the best players in the league. One of. Yeah.
Right now, it's kind of showing that he's that.
He's the man. He's the man. Yeah.
He's that dude right now.
Yeah, he's that dude, man. You can't stop him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible. God, how are you supposed to stop a guy like with his span? You know the span of this guy. Did you ever see his span?
Yeah, they call him the claw.
Right? Yeah, I know. His hand could like rip my head off.
He is actually a raptor.
Yeah.
Totally. He has the body type of a velociraptor.
Guy, people were calling him like an assassin, because the way his demeanor is, He's like super calm. Everyone's like flipping out. Kawhi Leonard's like, well, you know, gotta get prepared for the next game.
No, he's very Keanu Reeves about it.
Yeah, 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 you know.
He's like, that's great.
That's great.
And then he hits a game.
He won the Eastern Conference Finals.
And then he hits.
Yay. That's what his voice tells me when he conveys.
But then he shows emotion like he did against Philadelphia.
Dude, he could be, I don't know. Name a great thing that could happen to somebody. Like, he could be getting married to a billionaire, and his He'll face like, would probably be the same.
That's nice.
He'd be like, yay.
It's so true, though. Yay.
That's what his face looks like all the time. Yay.
You know.
He's a cool guy, man. I like his game.
God,
very,
he's
very
sick.
Simple, straightforward game. Very good basketball player. It's good for Toronto. It's good for the city. Big things that I heard Kawhi Leonard could eat anywhere for free almost. Like free food for life in most places in Toronto.
If he stays in Toronto.
If he stays in Toronto, they're gonna try to
Rocky in Philadelphia.
Right?
Yeah.
They're gonna try to wheel him in with the Carabana.
They're whipping at vegetables.
They're in Toronto.
Yeah.
They're gonna start whipping vegetables and fruit at this guy's room guy. Like, yo, Kawhi.
I'll tell you one time, if you stay for the Carabana, you're gonna see some shit. That's easy, gonna lay it out for you. It's like pick the dancer you would like.
I know he's gonna get
yeah,
I was going to say something very
perverted. Yeah, we're going to say something very perverted. But
he's going to get that, you know what?
Like, a special royal treatment.
Yeah. Keys to the city.
Keys to the city. I like that. I like that term. That's provocative yet not dirty.
Keys to the city.
I like that. Shoot up the club.
Women are going to be like, yes.
What? What did I say? What?
Shoot up the club?
Yeah, shoot up the club. If you don't know what that
means,
go look up Charlemagne the God. Moving on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, summertime, everybody going wild. Weed is legal. But please, make sure you're smoking good shit. They got this, look, I don't know what the fuck is going on. First it was fentanyl, okay? Which I thought was dumb. Already straight off the bat, okay? Now they put in opioids and weed. The shit looks like fucking the stuff that I don't know back in dude. Now I'm gonna show my age right now what I'm gonna say. Remember High Time magazine, you sell the weed in the back of the book there, you like order the weed.
Yeah, yeah.
And send you a block of fucking peat moss that you get at Canadian Tire.
Oh, yes.
That shit is made of like dried up cauliflower, guy. They tell you smoke that shit, get
it's
your
like
eye.
Smoking stale produce.
It's like don't fucking do that.
If it looks like you could tell it's fake, like, come on.
Like green stardust.
I can understand if you're blind, like literally blind.
Or dumb.
Mm.
Maybe not so understanding of that. Sorry.
No.
Not, yeah.
No.
Maybe not. I didn't mean that. But deep down, I probably did.
I know you're allergic to it, guy. This guy hates that
but
shit.
But is it carfentanil? Opioid, it makes it like the morphine they put on in elephants.
That's so crazy.
It's nuts.
That's another dumb thing. You want to make something stronger. Oh, we're going to go straight to elephant. We're not going to stop at hamster, cat, you know what I mean? Dog, put dog to sleep. No. Elephant.
This shit knocks you out for like 8 hours.
Largest land mammal on earth is the what we're fucking going to put in the weed to make it stronger.
Everyone's just passed out in their seat.
I'm done, man. You guys start putting shit in marijuana, it'd be fucked up.
That's beyond messed up.
That's just not nice.
Did we look like fucking people like that put like mixed shit, you know what I'm saying, in the weed? But yeah, like we're not into that mixing like stuff with, you know, with marijuana. Why? It's like you're gonna just mess your head up.
Yo, if you smoke weed, that's your thing. But like when it starts feeling closer and closer to crack, maybe you should stop.
That's why it's like, why mix it? It's like you're smoking seasoning with crack.
Yeah, like what you just spice up your life? Like, like really,
is there like a salad you need to put some dressing on your fucking crack, guy?
Oh my lord,
terrible.
Like some seasoning, fuck,
some seasoning, some arena.
Some like cook, guy.
Put some paprika.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
oh my goodness,
like mixing meth with fucking weed. It's like, what's the point? The meth is just gonna take over the shit.
Mixing meth with weed.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the fucking point, gay? You just smoke meth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stick to what's maybe the top, like...
What, you're
like,
going to be confused falling asleep and staying awake?
Mixing Johnny Walker Blue and Johnny Walker Red.
No, I want to stay awake. I want to sleep. I want to stay awake. Like, that's how you're going to be like.
Half your body's like this. The other half your body's going
to... Yeah. Half your face is a party. Jumping around and shit.
You look like fuck. You fucking look like Popeye, fuck.
Looking like Popeye.
Olive. You know. That's what I'm saying, guys. Like, what's the point in mixing that shit? You know what I'm saying?
No, just too much. Like, people want to, like, look, I understand you want to, like, have fun and party and stuff. That's good. No one, we're not here trying to fucking rain on you guys' parade by saying, who, smoke and drink responsibly. Look, you're going to do what you want, but come on.
If you're going to take opioid, like, opioids, just take the fucking opioids.
Take the opioid. That's it.
You know, take pills.
The opioid. I don't know what the fuck I just called it. The opioid. If that's what you're going to do, that's what alcohol and the weed, and after that, like, look, now you're just crazy.
I just love the name opioid. Why don't you just say pills? Like, what the fuck?
Or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you know?
Dumb shit you
want. Morphine or whatever you want to take, fuck. You're going to mix it with weed. What's the point? Like, really? Because that's what pills do. When you take a lot of it, either it gets you really fucking up or really, like, pass out. That's what pills do.
That's what we've said on the show, too, when we were being young. It's like, we weren't trying to get our buzz up. We were trying to, like, probably die or not remember this event.
It's like mixing speed with weed. Like, what's the point to that?
Yes.
It's like mixing speed with weed.
The up and the down.
Yeah.
It's like coffee and marijuana. Like cannabis cafe.
Yeah, you know.
I never understood that shit. Cannabis cafe.
That's why, like, you know, honestly, like, cafe. Because I know people want to go all night, you know, like, it's like the Red Bull and alcohol. But I've seen stupid people, like, they would just drink that all night. And then they would go to a hospital and they open their chest. My teacher told me the fucking heart was, like, going almost hitting the ceiling.
Just jumping right out?
Yeah, she goes, it was the most trippiest thing she's ever seen.
Like a Mexican.
The girl, the guy was, like over, like, not overdosing, alcohol poisoning with Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Yo, I remember, like, yo, and that was a drink. There's a song called that. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull.
But like some people usually just drink like two or three glasses and then they go on to something else.
That's
because they just want to stay awake. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole night, you know?
Yeah, but not drinking too many of those cans.
Then the downer on that though, you want to puke because your body's weak. And then if the more you drink, the more you feel like you're going to, you know, be sick. Yeah, it's true.
Just like getting off any addiction, really. It's the caffeine put. That is
like the downer, your body is weak. You know what I'm saying?
Like, your body's like, I no longer have caffeine. No.
And trust me, the next day people tell me the hangover. Head, egg.
Now, speaking of hangovers, this past weekend packed, okay?
Oh, boy. Yep.
Montreal's Beer Fest was going on this week in May. I don't know if you guys were aware of this. Maybe some of you weren't aware, because why the fuck was it in May? Right? Okay. Numero uno. Usually it's in June. First 1-2 weeks of June. Usually. Yeah. This is one of the two occasions they've done it in May, though, that I remember.
Okay.
It went back to Windsor Station. Those of you who are the Beer Fest vets here in Montreal, back to Windsor Station. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
No outdoor kiosks this year.
Everybody crammed
shoulder to shoulder. You know what it's like to drink beer shoulder to shoulder?
Not fun.
And it's hot.
Yeah, all those bodies in there.
And the strollers.
Bringing their babies. I love it.
There's babies. There's all kinds of vehicles in the way. It was tight, man.
I just laugh. I see people putting their beer cups in the stroller where the cups go. Shit, yeah. This looks so fucking bad.
Because of how small it is, it should have been an 18-plus event. You shouldn't be able to
drink. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because of how small it was. That's one thing
I'm sorry. Have. If I was, like, I would tell people, like, I would put it live on the media posters. Can't bring your strollers. It takes up too much room.
You can't tell people that.
Yeah, I know.
They'll bring their kids, they're going to bring their shoulder. Yeah, if they can do.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I mean, that's how it goes. It's hand in hand. You could.
Yeah, but that's just. Yeah. I don't know. It looks terrible.
But this was not equipped for this.
Yeah, that place especially. The way I saw on the video I seen on the internet. One, God, they were like this.
One complaint that we had in previous years, too much food. They saw that shit. But it took away the favorites. We had bison guy, only had bison. None of the boar. No duck. No deer.
Yo, duck is awesome.
None of that. None of that nowhere.
That's awesome.
This is terrible.
You know, and you know when anything's cooked properly, it's wicked, but duck cooked properly.
That's $17 burgers. What? $17 burgers.
And don't forget to say just the burger.
Just the burger. No fry, no drink, no coupon, no have a nice day. Then you pay $17 for the coupon, and they want the $1 or $2 tip.
Yo, if McDonald's is better, you're doing something wrong.
You ain't getting no tip for it's that much for a burger.
I'm telling you, if McDonald's is better, man.
I ain't naming no names, man, but I'm just saying, like, some of the shit was fucked up. My favorite beer, of course. You always have to have one, right?
Yeah.
The maple scotch ale. Magnifique. They had some other ones. Didn't do so great. I mean, it's the usual suspects were there, but like the big guys weren't there. You know, wheat and sour seem to be the big thing this year. Grolsch had a wheat beer. Weizen. It was good.
I hate Grolsch. The two girls there, you know, with that apple cider?
The Dublin girls? Nope. See what I'm saying? No Dublin girls. Oh,
wow. Been going there for. I'm not a vet like him.
No Mad Jack.
Oh, wow.
No what?
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
No Mad Jack.
That's some good stuff, yeah.
So what would be your overall rating for this?
Oof. I've rated my. You could take it down in descending order from the 15th to now. So 5 stars on the 15th. And it's lost a star every 2 or 3 years. So we're like
one,
maybe like one, then maybe 2.5.
Oh, 2.5. Oh, two and a half.
This year, I love the Beer Fest, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the one festival I actually, because I used to love the Jazz Festival, and of course we used to go to the West Indies festivals, you know, Jamaica Day and Trini Day and stuff. But that out of that, all of them, Beer Fest was my favorite. I went there 5 years in a row. Like, I haven't been to a festival 5 years in a row. It's fucking. Yo, the first 3 years, fucking excellent. Then the last two, kind of got worse a little bit after. Because what I liked about it is Beer Fest didn't really, like, their main focus was, of course, beer. But they used some hard liquor places, you know, like some drinks and everything else. Like Canadian Club had this one with the apple and, you know, but they never sold it here. They only started selling it here now. Like it got here just this past year or last year. You know, it took forever, you know, for it to come here. Look at Twisted Tea, you know. It came at the festival, but it wasn't in stores like until almost a year later, you know.
Why, like, supposedly the Dublin too was around for a minute and but only really got known to me when I went to the festival.
And Dublin is from where?
The Dublin.
It's from the Irish
cider.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it from Dublin, Ireland, or is it from?
That I don't know.
Okay. Like, where
That'd
is it?
That'd be a sham, wouldn't it?
If it's not from Dublin, it would sound like a sham, yeah.
It's not even from there. What?
At least that one of my favorite spots you told me was there, the one there with different types of beer, like the percentage, the taste, you know, what was that place you said?
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but it had one called Elixir.
Yeah, the Elixir,
the one that you're talking about, the high percentage, it was,
But it was sweet, though, like, it's crazy.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Like, you would picture, like, 17.1 to taste, like, pretty, like, But this one is a very dangerous beer, because it tastes really good. I was like, if I got, like, Gary's the only one out of all of us that got at least half a glass, and he had to fight for it. I gave up after asking like two or three times because I wanted a half a glass at least.
You're honest and everything too. The glasses, I'm a glass collector. I've been collecting the glasses, the annual glasses. for 11 years now. Whack ass fucking glass for $10, guy. Look like a shot glass.
Double shot glass, yeah. You know?
They even have the, like, the 26 on it.
My reaction was so funny. I'm looking at him like, really?
It's like a super expensive glass, too, you were saying, too.
$10, guy.
And the other one, the Wicked Skull one, you got $5. Yeah, I bought $5. A
dope skull glass.
$5.
$5.
Wow.
You guys need to clean your act up. Whoever in charge of this shit need to fix this shit up. What the fuck is that?
Who's in your A game, like, hardcore guy?
What did the Beer Fest do to anybody for it to get this shit? It's like, it just gets worse and worse.
But people are still going to go to it, though.
Yeah. Somehow. Like, it was packed. Saturday, last day, it was shoulder to shoulder, dude. Could barely move.
At least on the other one, you could move, you know? Like,
most beer fests, it's an open space.
And it had the terrace.
At the very least.
Yeah, you need, like, good food. And you need open air. Because you're going to get dehydrated drinking beer, guy. You can't have everybody sardine. That's how you're going to get people pass out and shit.
And sick. Okay. Do it outside, like have a canopy or something if you want to even do it like that.
Nah, man, it was a perfect place when you had it when I went there 2 years ago. Like, that place, that spot was...
Old school Windsor, you'll never beat it. If you can't go old school Windsor, it's not worth it. Because now, after what I've seen now with the Palais de Congrès and then coming back to Windsor like this, no. You can't beat the original, you can't beat it.
I wish I went back then to the original. Because you told me it was really nice, like, the way it was. The original Windsor one. Now the new one, you said it's like so tight and...
Yeah, man.
No, you don't feel comfortable drinking shoulder to shoulder with people, like, really.
It's not like about like, I don't like being around people. So no, you know, you're going to a festival, you're going to be close to people. But I mean, like...
It's like going to a packed bar, you know, like, it's the worst.
Sometimes you feel trapped, you know, like, you're like, I need to go to the bathroom. And then you're like thinking about, like, shit, how the fuck am I going to get to the bathroom?
The worst, yeah.
Now you got 40 people
everywhere,
you know?
That's the worst thing, too. You're drinking, like, not like crazy, but you're going to end up having to pee. It's like, it comes hand in hand with the alcohol, you know? I'd be pissed. I'd be like, nah.
Well, good thing you didn't have to pay admission, at least. Still the same dollar coupon format. I'm going to start going to other beer fests.
Yeah.
To see what those are like. You know, Montreal's going to be full of festivals and free concerts. Take advantage. Take advantage of the nice weather. This, you gotta do it. This is a poutine fest, rib fest, burger fest, garbage fest,
garbage fest,
poop fest. All the fests out there. But in true fashion of the last episode or the second episode of the month,
well, it's the last one until.
Well, the last one until this is the summer break.
Yeah, this so is season it. 6 is done.
It's done after this.
Then we come back for season 7.
Whoop, whoop. But do we have a top 10 list?
Yes, we do.
All right, so we're going to go to the top 10 list to close out the episode.
All right.
Nice traditional fashion of the podcast. Now, what's the theme of this?
May.
Just about May?
Yeah, basically May.
Things that happen in May.
Yeah.
Top 10
historically,
things.
Yeah.
10 facts.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this.
So, number 10. May is generally thought to have been named after Maya, the Greek goddess of fertility. Number 9 is the Roman poet Ovid had another idea and said that May was named for the Maeons, which is the elders, and June is for the Iunons, which is the youth. So they kind of always fought each other. I guess, like, he's like, no, I'm right, type of deal.
Okay.
Number 8. According to old superstitions, you should not buy a broom, wash blankets, or get married. Marry in May and you will rue the day.
Yeah. It really, May is a bad luck day for it. Wait, wash your sheets?
Yeah, don't wash your blankets. That's apparently dutty. It brings bad spirits.
That is dutty, this guy.
That's like, dutty. I'm not going to be dirty for home.
There's some dutty people in May, guy. Yo, so don't bang nobody till June.
That's no. No. I don't care. Bring on the bad luck with that. I don't fucking care. I'm washing my shit. Go on.
Number 7. No U.S. president has ever died in May. And there's only 1 month with that distinction. Like, it's the only month.
Of the year.
Of the year that no president has ever died.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's pretty cool.
So, 9 UK prime ministers were born in May, which is also more than any other month.
Wow.
Number 5, May's birthstone is emerald, which is the symbol of love and success. Blah. Number 4, the UK celebrates May as the National Smile Month. So, smile, smile, smile.
Smile.
Number 3, on May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building was officially opened to the public.
What?
Okay. Yeah. 2, May's birth flower is the lily of the valley. Okay. And number 1, the May... The May full moon is called a flower moon to signify the flowers that bloom during this month. And those are my top 10 facts that I got from Wikipedia, Express Co. UK, and the Study Abroad portal.
Thank you. Thank you for these 10 any weird facts for me. I almost sneezed all over that. Sorry. That's the Mayflowers. But I'm ching.
Wow, you sounded super white doing that. Boom, ching.
But I'm ching.
Oh my. You can do the cymbal sound? Come on. Boom, ching.
Oh, wow.
This guy. For the white guy to say, you sound white.
You must have sounded white, guy.
Yeah.
It's like the voice you use on the phone to get an interview.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. How you doing today? My name is Sean Smith calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did that. I went to, I'm not proud of this, but I went to a telemarketing thing, high as a kite. And I got the job, too, which is more hilarious. But I went... Oh, sir, I'm looking really forward to working at your establishment. I have about, my last job was working at MTS. I had a lot of deals, had a lot of, money. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. A-OK.
A-OK. Oh, we wish I was recording you there. Really.
The thumbs up.
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna get out of here.
Give me 5, young man.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Yo. Woo! Okay, so. Shout out to Kadisha.R on Instagram. Shout out to Dreams on the Keys on SoundCloud.com and. Kareem Breen on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram.
Ah. There you go.
You want to get more information about us? You want to see what we're up to? I totally drew a blank right there. That's you go to Facebook.
You
want to
come on the show and be interviewed or be an audience spectator? You could email us.
Spectator? No, we're not doing that. We think this is. But live shows is something I want to look into. We're gonna see.
Steve Harvey.
Really, I put that into the ether. Live shows. But any possibility of that is going to be on facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. We're on Instagram. Thank you for all the followers on Instagram. Been with us since day one. That's at
Chilling with Villains.
We're on SoundCloud. Exclusive episodes on that. That's soundcloud.com/chillvillains. If you have any complaints. If you have any comments about this podcast in particular, anything nice to say about it?
It's usually about me, anyways.
Yeah, so. I'm just looking at why I'm saying this, looking at Smith the whole time.
It's usually about me, anyways.
5.0 rating.
Yeah,
90% of the time.
90%. You send those complaints and comments and whatever you would like. No dick pics, please.
Send those to the queen.
That's chillvillains@gmail.com.
I might look at him on Sundays because it's only on Sundays. No, I'm just kidding.
Without further ado. This is Garrett the Villain leaving the building for the summer. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
On behalf of Jess Filming.
Peace.
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch.